din is sichta vajazara dafnun dalet, but it will start 18 lines from the bottom of dafnun gimel amet beis, from the beginning of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, avoidus kichovim sheinuchu oideo, if it was an avoidus zara, that its worshippers abandoned it, b'shah sholim, if it was done in the time of peace, muteret es mut, that since the goyim did not take it along with them, and there was no reason for them to run away because it was in time of peace, there was no war, so that's that ayah that the goyim were mevatel, and therefore it's mut. B'shah mechoma, if they left it in the time of war, afsura et sosah, because by leaving it, there is no ayah that they meant to be mevatel, because the reason they left it, because of the time of war, and they had to run away. Then the Mishnah continues, the musioi shel melachim, the pedestals of the kings, and those were places that they would place the avodah zarah on when the king would pass by. Arei yilu mutarais, they are mutar, and the reason is mitnei shemamidin oisa b'shor shel melachim oivin, that they put the avodah zarah on it only at the time when the king passes. And after he passes, they take the avodah zarah off. So this is not the permanent place for avodah zarah. And the Melech doesn't have a din of avodah zarah, and therefore it is mutar. But nevertheless, the Gemara later on will ask a question that even though it is only put on when the king passes, but nevertheless, at that time, the avodah zarah is put on it. So still this should be also because of avodah zarah. And the Gemara will explain it. Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, Omer Rav, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba said in the name of Rav, Beis Nimrod, the house of Nimrod, which as Rashi explains, refers to the tower that they built in Babel in the time of the Doir HaPlugah. And the reason it is called the house of Nimrod, because at that time Nimrod was the king on them, so therefore it is called the house of Nimrod. And this was a place that was built for Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says that Harehi Kavodes Kichovim Shinuchu Evdeh B'Shal Sholem. This has a din like an Avodah Zarah that was left by its worshippers in the time of peace. Umuter is muter. And if someone would find that Migdol, would find that tower, he would be able to have anoah from it, because after Hashem spread out the goyim and they left that place, it's considered as if they left it B'Shal Sholem. And as we said in the Mishnah, if an Avodah Zarah is left in the time of peace, it is muter. Because even though at the time Hashem dispersed them, it was considered like a time of war, but still, but if they would want later on to come back, they could have come back. And since they didn't come back to take it, the tula bottle they were mevatlut. And therefore, it is mut. Then the Gemara continues, it quotes in the Mishnah where it says, the pedestals of the kings are mutar, and the Mishnah gave the reason, because they put the Avodah Zarah on it only at the time when the king passes, so it's not a permanent place for the Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara asks, because they only put the Avodah Zarah there when the king passes, it is mutar, but after all, the Avodah Zarah is put on it. So even though it's only for a while, but nevertheless, it is the place for Avodah Zarah, and it should be offered. Omer Rabbi Bar Chanan, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Sir Rabbi Bar Chanan, said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Tochakom. This is what the Mishnah meant. Bipnei Shemamidi Noisim B'Shor Sham Lochim Oivrim, because they put Avodah Zarah on at a time when the kings pass, Umlochim and Nichin Derech Zu, V'Hoyuchim B'Derech Achebet. But the kings leave that place that they put it on, and they go through a different place. And the kings don't care about it. In other words, the fact that the Avodah Zarah was put on this thing is not enough to force the king to go dafke in this road. And therefore, since the king doesn't care to go dafke here where the Avodah Zarah is, and it's possible for him to take a different road, is that ayah, that this is really not choshev and not considered mishamshe Avodah Zarah. It's not considered like something that serves Avodah Zarah, because if it would, the king would never have the chutzpah, so to speak, not to go through that road. And since he does, obviously this is not considered a dover choshev and is not considered one of the mishamshe Avodah Zarah. Then the Gemara continues, Ki also Ula, when Ula came from Eretz Yisrael, Yosef Abim Setagime, so he sat on a damaged pedestal. Omele Rav Yehuda Ula, Rav Yehuda said to Ula, V'horav Yishmul Damer Tavayo, didn't Rav Yishmul both say, Bimus Shanif Gam Osur, that a pedestal, even if it's damaged, it's still Osur. Even according to the opinion that says that the Goyim do not worship broken pieces of Avodah Zarah, so you might think the same thing here. And even though this is a pedestal of Avodah Zarah, the Mele should be Osir. But since it broke, the Mele, the Goyim stopped worshipping it. And it is bottle, but it's not so. Because even according to the one that holds that the Goyim do not worship broken pieces of Avodah Zarah, Hanemil Avodah Kichovim, that the Avodah Zarah itself. That it is a disgrace for them to worship if it is broken. But the case of a pedestal, lo yichpas le, the guy doesn't care if it's broken. And the mele, he will continue putting the Avodah Zarah on it. Because it's not the Avodah Zarah itself, it's only a stand, a pedestal for Avodah Zarah. And therefore, even a broken bimus is offered. So how can you sit on this damaged bimus? Amalei, they said to him, man, yoyev only after the Rabbi Shmuel, who could give us from the sand the dust of Rabbi Shmuel? Amalei, nainya, or filled eyes. And there are two ways to learn this. You could learn that he meant to say that he regrets what he did because it was against Rabbi Shmuel, or you could say that he meant that Rabbi Shmuel were wrong. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish damet revayu, because Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish both hold bimus shenib gamuta, and a pedestal that was damaged is muta. And he goes on saying even more, and even according to the one at home, that the goyim do worship the broken pieces of Avodah Zarah, that Hanemila Avodah Zarah, this is only the Avodah Zarah itself. Because even the polka, since it was worshipped, it's an Avodah Zarah, zila beimil selevetula. So it's a disgrace for him to be mevatulah. So therefore, even if it's broken, he still considers it as an Avodah Zarah. Avalhani, but these, meaning only the pedestals, shokle lahai, if it breaks, they take away this one. Umais the bimus achrin, and they bring a different bimus. It is not a disgrace to change the bimus. And therefore, as soon as it breaks, they change it. And therefore, if it's broken, we assume that the goy would not use it and would mevatel it, and therefore, it is mutter. Then the Gemara says, Tanya kibos of Rabbi Yochanan v'Rish Lakish. We learn in the Braise to support the view of Rabbi Yochanan v'Rish Lakish. It says in the Braise, bimus shenivga muta, a bimus that was damaged is muta. Mizbeach shenivga muta, but a mizbeach, an altar, on which you would bring korbanos, sacrifices to the Avodah Zarah, that is also, even if it's damaged, actually not disrubi. Unless, until you demolish the majority of it. But otherwise, even if it's broken, it's still awesome. And the Gemara says, Heichadame bimus, Heichadame mizbeach. How do you know which thing is a bimus and which one is a mizbeach? Amar Rabbi Yanke Barid, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yanke Barid said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, bimus evanacha. A bimus was made of one stone, and mizbeach avanim harbe. A mizbeach by them was made of many stones. So therefore, if you see that one stone and it's damaged, then it's mutter, because you know it's a bimus that's damaged. If you see it's made of many stones and it's damaged, it's still also because you know this is a mizbeach. Omar Chizki, and Chizki said, Mikro, what is the Pasuk? Which Pasuk teaches us this din? That only if it destroyed the majority. That one's mutter. They said, the Pasuk says in Yishaya, Kipitl Chazayim Pasuk Tet. Says there that how will Hashem forgive the Avedis of the Eden? So it says there, Besumoi kol avne mizbeach ke avne giyim nepotis. When you will make all the stones of the mizbeach, meaning the mizbeach for Avodah Zarah, you will make like chalk stones. Like chalk stones that are crushed. Lo yakumu asherim v'chamonim, and the asherim, the Avodah Zarah, which are asherim, and the sun images, then will not rise. So we darshim from this pasuk, iike ke'avni gimun potzis. If what you do is that they're like chalk stones that are crushed, lo yakumu asherim v'chamonim, then the asherim v'chamonim, the Avodah Zarah, will not rise, which means then it's not an Avodah Zarah anymore. But ilav, if it's not yakumu, then they could rise, which means as long as it's not crushed like chalk stones, then it still could rise, it's still an Avodah Zarah. From here we know that a mizbeach for an Avodah Zarah has to be destroyed completely. Then the Gemara continues, Tana, we learn in the Braise, Nevat Shaloi Osir V'Shachaveir Muter. The din is that if you worship an animal, so even though it doesn't become an Avodah Zarah, that it should be Osir Bahanoe, because it's a live animal, but nevertheless, it is Osir to be brought as a korban on the Mizbeach to Hashem. So it says in this Braise that if he worshipped his own animal, then it becomes Osir as a korban. But Shachaveir, if he took someone else's animal and he worshipped it, Muter it's Muter. And the reason is, as we know from before, because ein adam oisa dover sheni shaloi, a person cannot ask for something that's not his, and since this animal is not his, he cannot make it also by worshipping it to the mizbeach. But the Gemara says, I mean, I will ask you a question. We learned, Eizehu nevad, what is considered nevad? What is considered an animal that is worshipped in order to be osir as a carbon? Kol she'oigdi noisor, as long as they worshipped it, bein be'shoigik, bein be'mezik, whether it was done unintentionally or intentionally. Bein be'einis, bein be'rotin, whether it was done by force or it was done willingly. In all these cases, as long as it was done, it is also for the mizbeach. And as Rashi says, that the truth is mezid and rotzen is the same thing. Mezid means intentionally and rotzen means willingly, really is the same thing. But since shoygik and oynis are two separate things, shoygik means unintentionally and oynis means by force, so therefore we write these two things also, because the opposite of shoygik is mezid and the opposite of oynis is rotzen. But anyway, the Gemara says, in this braisa it said, that also if it was worshipped by oynis, by force, it is also to be a korban. Hi, oynis, hey, chadomi, this force, how is it? What do we mean that it was force? Love, don't you think? Going, for instance, the owner of Behemoth Chavayroi, that if he took a behemoth of his friend, and he forced it, he shtach below, and he bowed down to it. And we say that this is considered nevet. So this contradicts what we said before, that if you worship someone else's behemoth, it doesn't become osur to the mizbeach. Rabbi Bachama answered, Loi, no, this is not what oynis means. Kegoyin, it means, for instance, shansu oyv dekechovim, that if goyim forced the yid, the ishtachav elabhem toy today, and he bowed down to his own behemoth. So lepoyel, it was done to his own behemoth. Force means he was forced to do it to his own behemoth. That's when the behemoth is osur to the mizbeach as nevet. But if it would be done to someone else's behemoth, it wouldn't become osur. But then Maski Bar Zayda, Rav Zayda asked the question, how can you say that it's also to the mizbeach if it was worshipped by its owner, by force? But oynis rachmona patre, we know that if something was done by force, the Torah makes him potter. He is potter from any punishment, and therefore the din should be that the behemoth should not be also if it was done by force. Succeed, because the Torah says, it says if a woman was forced to an aveira, and she was a married woman, so it says the man who forced her has to get killed, but the girl, nothing should be done to her. And the reason is because it was done by force. So the same thing here also, if it was done by force, the behavior should not be also. Elam Rava, so therefore Rava said, and he answered it through giving an introduction. Hakul hoya b'chlal loisa avdeim. On one hand, everything is included in the word loisa avdeim. Loisa avdeim means to not worship them. And since the Pasuk says generally loisa avdeim, that means under any condition, in any way that it was done, you're not allowed to do it. Which means that if you worship the Avodah Zarah in any way, it has a din of Avodah Zarah. But kishapored l'chakos v'chai behem, but when the Torah specifies and says, v'chai behem, you should live with them. And this refers to mitzvahs. And the person should live with doing mitzvahs. But lo yishayamuz behem, but should not die with them. Which means that if a person could not perform a mitzvah, or had to do an aveda, because he was forced, otherwise he would die, then he doesn't have to perform the mitzvah. So this pasuk excludes oynis, that if it was done by force, it is not included in the aveira. But then again the pasuk writes, that you should not desecrate my holy name. So this comes to say that even if it was done by force, as long as the chilul Hashem was done, it makes no difference how it is a chilul Hashem. This includes oynis also. So here it comes out a contradiction. From the first and the last pasuk that he brings, it seems that oynis is included. From the middle pasuk where it says v'chai behem, it seems like we exclude oynis. Okay, so how is it? And the answer is one is talking if it was done privately, and the other one if it was done in public. Which means if it was done privately and it was done by oynis by force, it's excluded. If it was done in public, even if it was done by force, it's still not excluded, but it's included. So this is how he answers the question. The behemoth, the braisa, where it says that if it was done by force, it has a din of neva. It's like speaking about his own behemoth. I, we ask that if it was done by force, it shouldn't become osur. That case is speaking when he did it in public. And in public, it is osur. Had he done it in private, it's like it wouldn't become osur, because it was done by oynis. But if it was done in public, then it does become osur. We learn in the braise that will support your view. It says in the braise, being the soish, like the kechovim, the pedestals of the goyim, the shas agzeira, and the time of the gzeira, the time of persecution, when the goyim would force Yidden to worship Avodah Zarah. So apal pi shagzeira botlo, so even after the gzeira is botl, oysam bi musoish loy botl, but those pedestals are not botl, they are osir. And even though the Jews worshipped the Avodah Zarah that were on the pedestals, the oynis by force, nevertheless it is not botl. Even though you might ask that since it was done by force, it shouldn't have become an Avodah Zarah, so it shouldn't be osur. But nevertheless we say it's osur. The reason must be because since it was done in public, because at those times it used to be done in public, it is osur even if it's done by oynis. This is a raya to rove, and if it's done by oynis. But if it's done in public, it makes it osur as Avodah Zarah. Amalahusa, he said to them, Sarava said to them, Imi Shimha like the Sayan. If this is what you're trying to prove, we have no proof from here. Because Amen, I could say, Yisrael Mumar Have, there was a Yisrael, a Yid, a Mumar amongst them, Upolach Labaratan, and he worshipped the Baratan. Since they made so many people worship it, so we suspect maybe among so many people there was one person who did it willingly. And since he did it willingly, it becomes Asr, and therefore it remains Asr even later on also. Rav Asher, and Rav Asher says even more. Loi teimet, don't say emur that I say. In other words, maybe there was a yid amongst them who did it willingly. Elovada Yisrael mumer havu polach labarosim. Definitely, there must have been one Yisrael mumer who worshipped it willingly. Because of so many people, it is impossible that you shouldn't have one that did it willingly. And since we are sure that a yid worshipped it willingly, and the bezor of a yid cannot become bottle, and therefore this pedestal remains offered forever. Heskia Mar Heskia comes to answer the question we asked before, different. That when it says in that braise that if you worshipped the behemoth ba'ainis, it still has a din of nevad, and we asked before that ainis must mean that you forced someone else's behemoth to be worshipped, and nevertheless it is osa. So this is a contradiction to the din that we said before, that if you worship someone else's behemoth, it doesn't become osa. So Heskia says, what do we mean? That he worshipped someone else's behemoth ba'ainis, he forced that behemoth, he gone shenisach la'avaydes kichovim yayin al karnel. That it doesn't mean that he just bowed down to it, but it means that he poured wine on its horns for the Avodah Zarah. When do we say this rule? A person cannot ask someone else's thing only if he did it through machshava. The only thing he did to it to make it usur was through a machshava, through a thought. For instance, he bowed down to it, which means he didn't touch the payment, didn't do anything to the payment. He stood in front of it and bowed down to it. So the reason it should become usur is because of his machshava, of his thought, that he thought to make that into avodah zarah. So there we say, if it's someone else's object, his thought cannot have an effect, and therefore it is not usur. But if he worshipped it through doing an act with it, so then even if it's not his, it becomes usur. So that's the pshat. That when it says that if you worshipped it ba'inus, and we said before it means that you forced someone else's behemoth to be worshipped, it means that you did an act to it. You poured wine on its horns. And therefore it is also even if it was someone else. But Ma'aski Rabada Barav, Rabada Barav asked the question, Hai Nevet who? How can you call this Nevet if you poured wine on its horns for an Avodah Zarah? You call this behemoth a Nevet, which means that the behemoth itself is worshipped. It is not true. Because Hai Bimus Ba'almahu Deshavi, all he did, he made this behemoth into a pedestal. The case is that he poured wine on the behemoth for an Avodah Zarah, which means the behemoth was standing in front of an Avodah Zarah. He wanted to worship that Avodah Zarah, so he poured wine to the Avodah Zarah on top of the behemoth. So he didn't worship the behemoth. He worshipped the Avodah Zarah through doing something to the behemoth. So how can we say that this is a pshat? That the behemoth becomes a nevet through this, the behemoth becomes an object that was worshipped when actually he didn't worship it. And because of that, not only would it not be nevet, it wouldn't even have a din of mishamsha Avodah Zarah. It wouldn't even have a din of an object that was used for Avodah Zarah, even though he did use it as a pedestal for his pouring of the wine for Avodah Zarah, and still it wouldn't even be that. Why? Because the din is, as we know, that a balchai, a live animal, cannot become mishamsha Avodah Zarah. So therefore it wouldn't have anything. It would be chlal b'mutter. It's not an Avodah Zarah itself, and it's not even mishamsha Avodah Zarah. So it would be mutter. So we can say that's the pshat in the braise, that it's osir. Elom Rav Adar Bar Ava, so therefore Rav Adar Bar Ava said that the case is kegein shenisach l'yayin beikarnel, and he poured to it wine between his horns. David v'maiter and hidemaiter, which means he wanted to worship the behemoth itself. The way he worshipped it was by pouring wine between his horns. So here he did want to worship it, so it's neva. And even though it's not his, but since he poured wine, he did a maiter to it, so in that case he could aser it, even though it is not his. And Gemara continues, Vichiho, the also then this is similar to when Ule came. Omer Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, at Apa Pishomrad, even though the Chachamim said, Hamishtacha vil behemeth chaveiroi lo yosro, that if someone bows down to a behemoth of his friend, he didn't make it osro, because it's not his, osro b'maise, osro, but he didn't have an act to it, he didn't make it osro. Because even though a person cannot ask that someone else's thing, but with a maise, you could ask it. And that's why in this case, if he poured wine in the form of worshipping it, then he makes it also, even though it's not it. Mordecai continues, Amar Lulu Rav Nachman said to them, Fuku go out, the Imru Leila Ula, tell Ula, Kvar Tir Gemor Rav Huna Lishmaitet B'Bavel. That Rav Huna already said, your din in Bavel. Because we said before that this din was said by Ula when he came, meaning when he came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he brought, so to speak, with him a din from Eretz Yisrael. Rav Nachman said, go out and tell him that this is already explained by Rav Huna in Bavel. The Amar Rav Huna, because Rav Huna said, if the behemoth of his friend was lying in front of a mitzvah, as soon as he slaughters one simon, it is already osir. The din is for shechita, you have to have two simonim. A behemah has two simonim, one is the kohen, one is the veishet, which is the windpipe and the food pipe. And when you shech both, that's when it's geshochet. But that's only concerning the din of shechita. But if you shech even one with the intentions of doing this for avodah zarah, it becomes osir already for avodah zarah, because you didn't act for an avodah zarah, even though it's not a complete shechita. What he's saying here is, if you did this to your friend's behemoth, so we also say that as soon as you shechted one simen, you made it osir, even though it's not your behemoth. And we know a person cannot osir someone else's object. But in this case, since he did an act to the behemoth, he makes it osir, even though it's not his object. So we see that Rav Huna already said the same din that Ula had brought from Eretz Yisrael in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. But then the Gemara asks, no longer osir, but how do we talk in order that it's osir? That if you do an act to osir someone else's object, it does become osir. Elaim, if you're going to say mikoyanim, you learn enough from the din of koyanim, that we find in Yecheskel that those koyanim that were forced by their kings, by the Jewish kings, to become priests of Avodah Zarah, were not allowed later on to do the Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash for Hashem. So we see here that even though that the kings, they were the ones that forced them to do the Avodah Zarah, nevertheless, it made the koyanim osir that now they cannot do the Avodah to Hashem in the Beit HaMikdash. So from here we see the same thing concerning Nevat, that if you force someone else's behemoth by doing an act of Avodah Zarah, it becomes osir as a korban. So he says you can't learn enough from there, because Dilma maybe Shani koyanim, koyanim are different, the B'nai Dayaninu, they have Das, they have Seichel. And therefore, when they were forced to become priests of Avodah Zarah, they had a choice, they could have run away. And since they didn't, it's as if they did this on their own, and therefore they became osir. So it's not because someone else did something to them they became osir. They became osir because of themselves. But concerning the behemoth, which doesn't have choice to run away, maybe even if an act was done to it, but as long as it was done to someone else's behemoth, maybe it doesn't become osir. Hello, the Gemara has some words, should we know it? May add the Mizbeach, from the stones of the Mizbeach. Because we know what we learned earlier in the Gemara, that when the Chashmonoim came to the Beis HaMikdash, they took the stones of the Mizbeach that were disgraced by the Goyim to the Avodah Zarah, and they hid them. They didn't do anything with them. But the question is, how could the Goyim have spoiled, have caused these stones of the Mizbeach to become osir? They were Hegdash. They belonged to the Beis HaMikdash. And the klal is, a person cannot asir something that's not his. So how could they have asir the stones of the Mizbeach? And the reason we must say is, because they did a maisa to it, they did something to it. And when you do a maisa, even though it's somebody else's object, you could asir it. So from there we see that you could asir someone else's object through a maisa, and it would become osir to the Mizbeach. Just like the stones of the Mizbeach became osir, so the behemoth that was worshipped by somebody else through a maisa would also become osir to the Mizbeach. But the Gemara says, no, I have a deal, maybe kidder a papa, maybe this is a special deal, like the papa said, because he learned earlier in the Beis HaMikdash. That the papa said that they found a posik that indicated that these stones are osir. The posik, it says that bo pritzim michilalua, that the pritzim came and they were machala that desecrated it. From there we learn now that when the pritzim came in, they took these stones out from Hegdash and they became chum. Now as soon as they became chum, it doesn't belong to Hegdash anymore. It's Hefkir. When they took it, they were zeichem in a Hefkir, they were kaina, they acquired it from Hefkir, so it became theirs. And that is the reason they were able to offer it, because it was theirs. So we have no raya from here that if something is not the person's, he still could offer it l'mizbeach through doing an act. The Elos of Amurigim, we know what the Gemara says, Mikalim. We know it from the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. Exceed, because the Posik says, the Posik in Divrei Hayom in Beis. The Pitul Chof says, that Kol HaKalim Asher Izniach HaMelech Ochez HaMachusei V'Mo'aloi Echanu V'Iktashnu. Which means that we're saying that all the Kalim from the Beis HaMikdash, that the King Ochez in his reign cast away when he trespassed, when he did Aveda, so the Posik says, we have prepared and sanctified. Omer Maram, we learned earlier, what does that mean? Achanu shegonzo. Prepared means we hid them. The Igdashnu, and we sanctified means sheigdashnu achayim tachseim, that we sanctified others instead of them. That means that the kelim that were taken away, they couldn't use them anymore, they had to get new kelim. But the question is, why couldn't they do it? But a person cannot ask for something that's not his. So how could they have asked these kelim when these kelim belonged to the Beis HaMikdash, so it didn't belong to those people who desecrated it? Hello, therefore we must say, even David b'maisa, since they didn't maisa to it, each of it became asa to them, and they couldn't use it in the Beis HaMikdash anymore. And Chizkiah made a gzeira that no one else should use it either, and that's why they put them away. So just like over there we say it, even though it wasn't there. Nevertheless, since they did a ma'isa to it, they were able to offer it. And it was also for the Beit HaMikdash, Chachanama, the same din is also in this case. If someone does a ma'isa to someone else's behemoth, even though it's not his, even if he also does a ma'isa to it, he offers. And the Gemara continues, Ki Aser of Dima of Rabbi Yochanan, when Dima came from Eretz Yisrael, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Af Afisha Omru, even though they said, meaning the Chachomim said that Hamishtacha Velekarko Yoylam, Lo Yosra, someone bows down to a piece of ground. He doesn't make it Aser. Still, if Chol Farba Boyrois Shichinu Mayrois, if he dug in the ground, wells, pits, or caves, and he did this for the sake of Eretz Yisrael, also he did make it Aser. And this is not only that it's also for the Mizbeach, for Hashem, but it's also also Lehegit, also for an ordinary person. In other words, it becomes a Avodah Zarah. By bowing down to the ground, you don't make it into a Avodah Zarah. But if you dig a hole in it for the sake of a Avodah Zarah, you do make it a Avodah Zarah. And also, Ki Aser of Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, when Shmuel Bar Yehuda came, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, even though the Chachamim said, Hamishtachet Ele Ba'alei Chayim Lo Yosron, if someone bows down to a live animal, he doesn't make it osur, osun chlipin lavaydes kichavim osun. But if he made a live animal in exchange for avodah zara, he doesn't make it osur. For instance, he had an avodah zara, and he exchanged avodah zara for an animal. So now the isur of avodah zara takes effect on the animal, and now the animal is osur as avodah zara. The Gemara continues, Ki osur rovim, when rovim came, Omar he said, Pligu bo Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosef Rabbanan. That in connection to this din that we said, that if you exchange an animal for Avodah Zarah, the animal gets the din of Avodah Zarah too. Concerning this din, there is a machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanan. Chadom, or one of them says, Chalipin Asurin, Chalipin, Chalipin Mutar, that the exchange for Avodah Zarah is Osir. But the exchange for the exchange is Mutar. For instance, if that object that you exchange for the Avodah Zarah was now exchanged for a third thing, so the third thing is mutter. It's only the direct exchange for the Avodah Zarah which is osir. But the exchange of the exchange, that is mutter. But Chadamar, one of them says, Afilu chalipi chalipi na masterin. And even the exchange of the exchange is also osir. In other words, the inyan of Avodah Zarah continues every time you exchange something that was exchanged for Avodah Zarah also gets the inyan of Avodah Zarah. You want to explain? My time at the Mandama Khalipa Khalipa Nasurin, what is the reason of the one that holds that the exchange of the exchange is Asur? The answer is because Omakra, because the Posik says, it's a Posik in Parsha Ekev, Kapitel Zion, Posik Chavov, it says, V'hoyisa Chayrem Komoyu. Here the Posik speaks about Avodah Zarah, and the Posik says, V'loisavi Soyeva El Bisecha, do not bring this disgusting thing into your house, V'hoyisa Chayrem Komoyu, and you will be Chayrem like it. And in this case, Chayrem would mean the Avodah Zarah. So the Pasuk is saying that you will be Avodah Zarah like it. So from this Pasuk, Midashin, Kol Sha'ata Mehayim Imenu, Hareyu Kamoyu. Anything that you make from it is like it. Midashin is the Pasuk, the word, Veho Yisa, that you will be, that whatever will be from it is like it. Which means that anything that comes in connection to the Avodah Zarah, whether it's an exchange or an exchange of the exchange, anything that is continued from the Avodah Zarah is like it has been like Avodah Zarah. The Yidov, so what will the other opinion do? How will he dash in this Pasik? Mother says, he says, Omar Kro, the Pasik says, who, in the same Pasik, the Pasik finishes off with the word, Ki Chayrem Hu, because he is Chayrem, so we dash in Hu, Veloi Chalipi Chalipi, that he is Taka Chayrem, but not the exchange of the exchange. The word who comes to exclude the exchange of the exchange. It comes to limit how far the effect of the Avodah Zarah will go. The Yidov, so what will the other opinion hold that the exchange of the exchange is answered? What will he say? Because the Pasuk after all does say, Ki Chayrem Hu, that he is Chayrem and not further. The Gemara answers, Ahu meboyele lemuutei odler klai akere. That who doesn't come to teach us this deen, that the Chalipa Chalipa of Avodah Zarah is Mutter, it comes to teach us a different deen. It comes to exclude the deen of Orla and Klai Akerem. Orla is when you plant a tree, so the first 3 years, then the fruit that grow is Orla. And that fruit is Aser Bahano. Not only can't you eat it, you also are not allowed to have any use from it. And also Klai Akerem, and if you mix the vine with other kinds of plants, so then whatever grows out is also Aser Bahano, you can't have any use from it. So this pasuk, who comes to tell us to exclude the din of orla klai akerem she'im mochron, that if you sold him the kiddush b'demayen and you were mekadesh a woman with their money, mukadesh she is mekadesh. In other words, the pasuk is trying to say that only concerning avodah zarah, the din is that whatever you exchange for the avodah zarah also has the din of avodah zarah and is aser ba'anoah. But other things which are aser ba'anoah, if you exchange it for something else, the other thing is not aser ba'anoah. And this is the way they darshan the word who. Only it is chayrem, meaning only in this case that is avodah zarah, that's where we say the din, that it continues the chayrem, that even if you exchange it, it also has the din of avodah zarah. But other things which are similar, meaning other things which are aser ba'anoah, like orla klai akerem, the money that is exchanged, or anything that's exchanged for the klai akerem or for the orla, doesn't get the din of orla klai akerem, and it is muter ba'anoah. Now in truth, the person himself who actually exchanged the orla or klai akerem for the money is not allowed to use the money. Because after all, if he uses the money, that means that he's having use of the orla and klai akerem. Since this money came to him as an exchange for the orla, so by having use of this money, that means that he's having anoah from the orla. So the man himself cannot have any anoah from it. But it's not because the money itself has the din of orla. It is because the person who exchanged it, if he'll have anoah from the money, he will have anoah from the orla that was exchanged. But the money itself is not, orla is not a din of orla. And therefore, if he used the money to be mekadesh isha, because the din is that when you money marry a woman, one of the three ways you're able to be mekadesher is through kesef, through giving her money or anything which has a value of money. So now if the person who got this money through the exchange of orla klai akerem will use this money or this object to be mekadesh isha, the woman would be mekadesh. Because after all, he himself doesn't have hanoah from the money. The woman that gets the money, she will not be having hanoah from orla, because she didn't exchange it for orla. And since the money itself that was exchanged for the orla doesn't have a din of orla, so therefore she is mekadesh. Because if you would give her something which has no value, because it is aser ba'anoah, because the thing itself is not allowed to be used for anything, then she wouldn't be mekadesh. Because since the money or the object is aser ba'anoah, forbidden to have any use from it, so it has no value, so that means you were mekadesh with something that has no value. But in this case, since the money itself is not aser ba'anoah, the only thing is that a man can't use it, because then he will be having anoah from orla, but the woman, the gaba her, she will not be having anoah from orla if she uses it. So therefore, concerning her, we do consider it that it has a value, and therefore, if he uses this money to mekadesh isha, she is mekadesh. And this is what we learn now from the pasuk who, that only the avodah zarah, the din is that it expects its exchange. But other isurei anoah, like orla and klai akerem, the orla and the klai akerem doesn't affect the exchange. The exchange itself does not become orla and klai akerem, and therefore the din would be that if he uses this to be mekadesh isha, he is mekadesh. If he uses it for other things, then he's not allowed, because then he would be having anoah from orla. But if he uses it to be mekadesh isha, the woman is mekadesh, because the money itself, which was exchanged for orla, doesn't get the din of orla. So now the question is on the one that used the word who to teach us, that the chalipa chalipin, the exchange of the avodah zarah, is not osur. So he used up the word who, from where does he know this din that klai akerem and orla does not take effect on the exchange, and therefore if he uses it to be mekadesh isha, she is mekadesh. And the Gemara answers, loy tzrich miyuta, he does need a special posik to exclude this. He says, the havelu avodah kichovim ushviyis, shnei ksuvim aboyim kech. He holds that avodah zarah and the din of shviyis of shemitah are considered two psukim that come together. And chol shnei ksuvim aboyim keachot ein melamdim. And whenever you have two psukim that teaches the same thing that go together, this automatically means that this does not teach this din for any place else. The rule is that whenever we have a din in one case, so we don't say that this din is only in this specific case, unless it happens to be a chidush, some special din. But normally, we don't say that this din is only in this one case, but we say that this din will also be in any other similar case where this din is able to apply. But if the same din is written in the Torah in two cases, then automatically we say that this itself teaches us that this din does not apply anywhere else. Because if this din would apply in all places that it's able to apply, then the Torah would have written this din only in one place, and automatically we would have known it in all places, including that second place. Why did the Torah have to mention the din specifically in that second place also? Obviously, the Torah is trying to tell us that if I wouldn't have told you the din in the second place, you wouldn't have known it. Now, why wouldn't I have known it? After all, if the din would be written in the first place, we would have known it in the second place too. Obviously, the Torah here wants us to know that this din does not apply in all similar places. It only applies where it's written. So therefore, whenever we have the same din written in two cases, so then we say that this teaches us that this din does not apply anywhere else but in these two places. And that's called Shnei Ksuvim Aboim Keach, or that you have two psukim that come together, meaning that two psukim that teach us the same din. So the rule is Eim Elamdin, and that doesn't teach us this din anywhere else. On the contrary, we know that all over this din does not apply. And the same thing here also. He says that to know that this din, that it has an effect on the Chlipim, does not apply to other Yisura HaNoah, we don't need a special pasuk for that. Because that's self-understood from the fact that we find in the Torah this din concerning Avodah Zarah and concerning Shviyat, concerning Shemitah. Now, if the Torah would want that this din should apply to all other Yisurim also, the Torah would have written it only in one place, and we would know it applies all over, since the Torah wrote this din by Avodah Zarah. And by Shemitah, automatically the Torah is trying to tell us clearly that this din only applies to Avodah Zarah and to Shemitah. Only over there, it affects the exchange also. So automatically we know that any other place of Yisur HaNoah, it does not affect the exchange. Now where do we find that the Torah tells us this din in these two places? The din of Avodah Zarah is, as we said before, because the pasuk says, you will be chayrim like it, and we learned out that anything that comes from it is chayrim like it. So this is the pasuk concerning Avodah Zarah. Shviyis, where do we find the pasuk by Shemitah? That if you have fruit that grew in Shemitah, and there are special dinim that apply to this fruit. So the pasuk tells us that if you exchange this fruit for something else, so then the din of Shemitah, the special din that applied to Shemitah, would also now apply to that exchange. Where does the Torah say that? See, because the pasuk says, Yoy vil hi koydish di olachem. It's the pasuk in Parsha Bahar. Kapitel chav hei, pasuk yud beis. And there the pasuk speaks about Yovel. And on the year of Yovel, which is the 50th year, has the same din as Shemitah. Because just like on Shemitah, you're not allowed to work in the field. And anything that grows out has a special din. So too, on Yovel, you're not allowed to work in the field. And anything that grows out has a special din. So concerning Yovel, which is the same din as Shemitah, the Torah says, Ki Yovel hi, kodesh ti olachem. Because it is Yovel, it should be holy to you. And the pasuk continues there, Minasod toichles fosa. From the field, you can eat the tvua. But here, the pasuk compares Yovel with kodesh. Ma kodesh toifes is domov, just like kodesh. Ma kodesh means hegdesh. A person would donate an object to hegdesh. So now that object belongs to hegdesh. So this object is toifes is domov, grabs on to its money, which means that if hegdesh will sell that object, so now the money that will be paid for that object, the money becomes hegdesh. So the pasuk is saying that just like kodesh, if you exchange the kodesh for money, so the money grabs, gets the din of kodesh, the osur, and the money is osur, ashvi is so to shmiteh, or in this case it would be yodel, but it's the same din, so if it says dom meho, the asura will grab onto the money and it's osur. But if you take fruit of yodel ashmiteh and you exchange it for money, so now the money gets the din of the yodel ashmiteh. So here we have a pasuk concerning shmiteh, that the money is toifes the kedusha of shviz, which means that the kedusha of the payers of shviz is transferred into the money. So now we have two psukim for this din. By Avodah Zarah we say that the din of Avodah Zarah is transferred into the money that's exchanged for it. By shviz the Torah says that the din of shviz is transferred into the money. So there's shnei ksuvim aboim kecha, the two psukim teaches the same din. So automatically we know that only in this case it's true, but in all other cases, all other isurim, it is not toifes the money, and therefore we don't need a special pasuk for it, but we know it's from this. But then the Gemara asks, concerning Shemitah, we said that how do we know that Shviyas is toifes the money? From the pasuk kodesh tielachem, that we compare Yovel to kodesh, but if we compare it to kodesh, let's say, ima kodesh toifes es domov, v'yoytze l'chun, av Shviyas toifes es domov, v'yoytze l'chun. So then let's compare it to kodesh in every way. By kodesh the din is that when you have an object which is hegdesh, and it's exchanged for money, hegdesh let's say sells it, so now the money becomes hegdesh, but the object that used to be hegdesh becomes chul, is not hegdesh anymore. So if we compare shviz to hegdesh, let's say by shviz the same thing, that if you have payrus of shviz and you exchange it for money, so now the money gets the kedusha of shviz, but the payrus should now become chul and shouldn't be shviz anymore. So maybe that is the din. But the pasuk says, Talmud Leimer, Tiyah, the pasuk says, Kodesh Tiyah Lachem, it should be to you, the Aviyos Etehei. That means that it stays the way it is.
comes out that the Pasuk is telling us it's not like Hekdesh. That by Hekdesh, the din is that the object of Hekdesh is Chul, after you exchange it. But by Shviyas, the payers that were originally Shviyas always remain Shviyas. But then the question is, okay, so how could it be? On one hand, we say that it's like Kedush, which means that the Kedusha is transferred into the money. On the other hand, we say that the Kedusha does not leave the original Peder Shviyas. So it comes out that it's not transferred from the Peder Shviyas into the money. The Gemara says the pshat is like this. Lokach v'Peder Shviyas Boso. Let's say, if he bought with the Peder of Shviyas meat, which means he exchanged the fruit of Shviyas for meat. Elu ve'elu mizbarin b'shviyas. So both of them have the din of beer of shviyas, which means that by shviyas, one of the dinim concerning the peiros of shviyas, that it must be eaten before a certain time, and that is called as man habir. The din is that when the time comes that there is no more fruit left in the field, then even if you have fruit of shviyas in your house, you can't eat anymore. It's one of the dinim, and that's called dinim of mizbarin. So if you buy meat with the peiros of shviyas, so the peiros of shviyas remain shviyas. The meat that was exchanged for the Peder Shviyas also have a din of Shviyas, and both of them must be eaten in the time before this man habir. Now, if lokach bebosar dogim, now if you took the meat that was exchanged for the Peder Shviyas, and now you exchange that for fish, yotza bosar nichnas dogim. Now the meat is not Shviyas anymore. Now instead of the meat, the fish is the din of Shviyas because the fish was exchanged for the meat. In other words, the first object, the Peder Shviyas himself, always remains Shviyas. Now, afterwards, whatever is exchanged gets the din of Shviyas, and the one that it was exchanged for, providing that it was not the first Peder Shviyas, is not Shviyas anymore. So therefore, if you exchange the Peder Shviyas for meat, so the Peder Shviyas is Shviyas, the meat also has the din of Shviyas. If you then exchange the meat for fish, so now the fish becomes Shviyas, but the meat is not Shviyas anymore. If you exchanged the dogim yayin, now for the fish you got wine, yotze dogim, now the fish is not Shviyas anymore, they go out of the din of Shviyas, nichnas yayin, the wine comes in and takes the place of Shviyas. The yayin shemen, now if you exchange for the wine oil, yotze yayin, the wine goes out of the din of Shviyas, the nichnas shemen. Now the oil comes in. Okay, so what do we mean here? Achrein, achrein, nitzes v'shviyas. The later one, as you go further, so always the last one, gets the din of Shviyas. But the Peder of Shviyas itself is always Aser. So if you exchange it like the 10 times, so the first one is Aser and the last one is Aser. But Al Koponim, we see from here, the Pasuk teaches us the din by Shviyas that it doesn't have an effect on its exchange. So it comes out, as we said before, that Avodah Zarah and Shviyas are two psukim that teaches the same din. So we know from here that it's only in these two cases, not in any other case, not by Or L'Klai HaKerem. And therefore, we don't need the special Pasuk to teach us that by Or L'Klai HaKerem, it doesn't have an effect on this exchange, because we know it's from this. But then the Gemara asks the Idoch, but the other one that did learn out from the Pasig who, that by Odlan Klaya Kerem it doesn't have an effect on his exchange. Why did he need that Pasig? Why couldn't he learn it out from the same thing as we're saying now, from the fact that Avodah Zarah and Shviyas are Shnei Ksuvim Aboyim Ke'echod? The Gemara answers, Kasavari holds, Shnei Ksuvim Aboyim Ke'echod Melamdi. That even when the Torah tells us the same din in two places, it still comes to teach us the same din in all other places. Because we know in the Gemara, there is a machloikis, whether we just say this rule. One opinion says that when the Torah tells us the same din in two places, automatically, it doesn't teach us the din all over. It tells us that in other cases, the din does not apply. And another opinion says that this rule is only if we have 3 psukim, haboim keecha. That if the Torah tells us the same din in 3 places, then we know that it's only there, not other places. But the Torah tells us the same thing in 2 places, it still comes to teach us. So this man the Omar here holds that if the Torah tells us the same thing in 2 places, it still comes to teach us. So normally, if we would look in the Torah and see that the Torah tells us the deen that it has an effect on the exchange by Avodah Zarah and by Shviyas, we would automatically think that the same deen applies all over. That's why he needs the Yitzrich. Who the Motino? So he needs the Pasuk who to exclude it, to tell us that it's not so. That other cases don't have this din. For instance, Orlan Klaya Kerem, the din is that it doesn't have an effect on its exchange, and therefore, if he would exchange Orlan Klaya Kerem and use the money to be Mekadesh Isha, the Isha would be Mekadesh. But he only knows this from the Pasuk who. But if not for that, he wouldn't have known it from the fact that we have this din by Avodah Zarah and by Shvi. But Toysi, that's the Kashe. According to the one that does hold, that by the Zohar and Shviyas are considered snakes of Mabayim Ke'echod. Why are they considered snakes of Mabayim Ke'echod? Usually, snakes of Mabayim Ke'echod mean that when both psukim say the same thing, And therefore the question is, why did the Torah have to write the same din in both places? Wouldn't we know one from the other? That itself proves that the Torah wants us not to learn out from this din to anywhere else. But Lachur, in this case, it's not like that. Because the din of Shvi'it and the din of Avodah Zarah are different. Because by Avodah Zarah we say that Chlip Echlip Nasuri Natsaifa Kalo'ilo. And we say that the Chlip Echlip Narasar, that means it's Asa forever. That means that anyone that's exchanged, even if it's exchanged for an exchange, it's also Asa. They're all Asa. But by Shvi'it, as the Gemara says, the first one is Asa and the last one is Asa. So when we say there that the Chlip is Asa, it means only that it takes effect on the one that's exchanged. But the one before loses the din of Shvi'it. So it comes out that both of them are not the same. And therefore, especially as Tosfos explains the question in Kedushin, Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, so therefore, if the Torah would have written the din by one of them, he wouldn't have known the other. Because we would think that the other one has the exact same din. In other words, if the Torah would have said the din only by Avodah Zarah, we wouldn't know the din by Shvi'it. Because if we would learn it out from Avodah Zarah, we would think that by Shvi'it the din is also that all of them are Osir. And the same thing, if the Torah would have written the din by Shvi'it, and we should learn out the Avodah Zarah from Shvi'it, we would say that Avodah Zarah is also the din that only the first and the last are Osir. So therefore, the Torah must write it in both. Now, if there is a reason why the Torah must write it in both, automatically it is not Shneik Suv Mabayim Kiyachal anymore. So this is a question according to the Man Domer that holds that Chlip Chlipin by Avodah Zarah is Osir. So the question is, how could the Gemara call it, according to that Man Domer, Shneik Suv Mabayim Kiyachal? According to the Man Domer, it holds that Chlip Chlipin by Avodah Zarah is Mutarin. There is still a kasha, why is this called Shneik Suv Mabayim Kiyachal? Because there is still a difference between Avodah Zarah and Shvi'it. By Shvi'it is the Din, and it is Toif is the last one, and by Avodah Zarah, it's only Toif is the Chlipin, that's all. But the Chlip Chlipin is not Toif. So in this case, according to this Man Domer, Avodah Zarah is easier than Shvi'it, but nevertheless, not the same as Shvi'it. Now, as soon as it's not the same, we can't learn one from the other, and therefore the Torah has to write it in both places, and therefore it is not anymore a Shneik Suv Mabayim Kiyachal. And Tosfos here in Avodah Zarah does not answer the question. But Tosfos in Kiddushin does answer the question, and Tosfos says as follows, that since the Torah says, Kicherem Hu, so this extra word Hu comes to teach us that Avodah Zarah and Shvi'it are Shneik Suv Mabayim Kiyachal. From the word who itself we know that. Because we can't say that the word who is used to teach us a chlip echlip mutarin, even though the Gemara says that this man damer holds, that the who teaches us that chlip echlipin is mutar, because for that we would need a pasuk. Because since the whole din that Avodah Zarah does affect the chlipin, he's learned out from the pasuk, v'hayisa chedem kamayu, so we could ask him kamayu that only like it, which means only the first one. The Avodah Zarah that's exchanged for something else, that something else becomes like it, but not any further. So we wouldn't need the Hu to teach us that Chlip Chlip is Mutar. So what does the Hu teach us? The Hu comes to teach us that you should know that we do consider Avodah Zarah and Shvi'it as Shneik Suv Mabayim Kiyachot, even though they are not the same, but because of the Pasuk we consider it Shneik Suv Mabayim Kiyachot, and that's why he says that they're Shneik Suv Mabayim Kiyachot and Ein Melamdim, so we don't need a special Pasuk to teach us that other Yisurei Anur, like Orla and Klai Akerem, is not Toif as the Domi. Because that we would know anyway, because Shvi'it and Avodah Zarah are Shneik Suv Mabayim Kiyachot. Concerning what we learned earlier in the Gemara, but first the Gemara said that Navad, if it's your own, it's Osir, but if you are Navad of your friend, which means you worship the payment of your friend, it is Mutar for a Korban. And the Gemara asked the Kasha, because we learned in the Braise, that they say, Navad, Kol Shoi, Vinoy, Say, Bein Beshoigi, Bein Bemezi, Bein Boinus, Bein Berotin. And a Navad would be even if you worship at Boinus. And the Gemara thought that Oinus means that you force someone else's payment that you worship it. So the Gemara Akasha, here we see that if you worship someone else's payment, it is Osir. Rabbi Bachama said no. The pshat is that Goyim forced the Yid to worship his own payment. So Zayda asked Akasha, in that case, why should it be Osir? After all, Oynes Rachmona Patre. The Torah patters a person from punishment if he did Aveda Boynes, as the Pasuk says, V'lanayra l'sasadova. And if a person did an Aveda with a Naira Maroso, and it was Boynes, he forced her, so the man who did it has to get killed, but the woman, she is potter. The Pasuk says don't do anything to her because it was done by Inus. So his kasha is, how can you say if you worship the Behene by Inus, it does become Osir, when we know Inus Rachmana Patre, that Inus is nothing, so it shouldn't be considered as if you worshipped it, and therefore it should not be Osir. That's what it seems is the Gemara's kasha. But Tosfos asks, what kind of kasha does Reb Zayda ask? When we say Oynes Rachmana Patre, it means that the Oynes is potter from Misa. And if he did the Aveda, but Oynes is potter from Misa. Which means, even if he did Avodah Zarah by Oynes, which is an Aveda that really you should have not done the Aveda, even if you would have gotten killed. Because this is one of those Avedas where you had a Gval Yavad. We should rather get killed than do the Aveda. Nevertheless, if you did the Aveda, since it was Ba'inus, you are Potter. But L'chatchila, you are supposed to be Moiser yourself L'misa. And therefore, maybe the reason the Behemah is Osir, because you shouldn't have worshipped it. Even though, that the Eved, you are Potter from Misa. Which means that from this Din, that Oynes Rachmana Patra is only a Raya, that the person will not get punished. But since he wasn't allowed to do it, the Behemah should be Osir. And Toysir brings a Raya. Because we see later on, according to Rav Seret, Rav says that Mefarhesye, you have to be Moiser Nefesh. And because of that, he says it's called Nevad. So we see that even though b'di'evet he will be potter, even if he did it with Farhesia, the way Rav says later, we understand that b'di'evet, if he did Aveda, which he shouldn't have done, he would be potter from punishment, because after all it's oynes. But since the Chachili wasn't allowed to do the Aveda, even b'oynes, that's why we understand that the behemah should be osir. So the same thing here also. What is the question of Rav Zeira? That because oynes rachmana patrei, the behemah should not be osir, but since the chatchila, he's not allowed to do the aveira, even if it's an oynes, so that's the reason probably why the behemah is osir. So what is the question of Rav Zeira? And Tosfos continues that we cannot say that according to Rav Zeira, when he learns oynes rachmana patrei, he means that you potter completely, and lechatchila you shouldn't be moiser nefesh. In other words, Rav Zeira holds that in the case of oynes, you are allowed to do the Aveda, and therefore he asks. And since you're allowed to do the Aveda, the behemah shouldn't become Osur, but that couldn't be. Because if that's what he meant, he wouldn't have brought the Raya to this Din Onis Rachman the Patre from the Posseg where Anayla is Asadovas. Because from this Posseg, the Gemara Sanhedrin learns out that you should be Moiser Nefesh, that you're not allowed to do the Aveda. It's only that if you did it, you are Posseg. Because in the same Posseg, after it says Anayla is Asadovas, the Posseg continues. Now just like when a person gets to his friend and murders him, so is this thing. That's why she is potter, because the other person did the Aveda to her, it's not her fault. But since the Torah compares this Aveda to Ritzicha, to murder, so we learn now that just by Ritzicha, the din is that you have to be Moiser Nefesh, you're not allowed to murder somebody even if it's a question of your own life. So too when it comes to Naira Merosa to Arayas, you have to be Moiser Nefesh. So Chura from this Pasuk is that you're L'chatchila not allowed to do the Aveda even if it's Boinus. Now if Rav Zeira meant by bringing this Din of Boinus Rachman the Patrei that even L'chatchila you're allowed to, he shouldn't have brought this Pasuk of L'naira L'sasadovar. The contrary, he should have brought the Pasuk of Chaybehem. As a Pasuk that the Gemara brings the Chaybehem V'loi Shiyamut Behem, this teaches us that you don't have to go on Mesiris Nefesh. So he should have brought this Pasuk. He should have said, how come this becomes Osir after all? Oynes Rachmana Patrei, because it says, V'chai behem v'lo shiyamus behem. And from there we see that you don't have to go on Mesiris Nefesh. And Tosfos answers in the name of the Ri, that Behemis, Rav Zeira also holds that L'chatchila you have to be Moiser Nefesh. And that's why he brings the Pasuk on Ayla L'chasadova. But Rav Zeira holds that since B'di'evet, you are potter from Misa because it was Boinus, this is a good enough reason why the Behemah should not become Osir. And that's why Rav Zeira has the question, that how can you say that the Behemah is Osir because he was forced to bow down to it, but after all, B'di'evet, he's going to be potter from Misa, so this is, shouldn't make it Osir. If so, how could Rava later on say that the reason it is Osir is because if I have to, you have to be Moiser Nefesh. But we just said that according to Rav Zeira, even though you have to be Moiser Nefesh, but since you are potter, then the behemah should not become Osir. Because Rava does not hold like Rav Zeira. Rava holds that since you have to be Moiser Nefesh, that's a good enough reason that the behemah should be Osir. So it comes out that Rav Zeira holds that even though you have to be Moiser Nefesh, but since you have a potter, the behemah should not become Osir. And Rava holds that since L'chatchila you have to be Moiser Nefesh, that is a good enough reason for the behemah should be Osir. That's why Rava says that since the Farhesia you have to be Moiser Nefesh, here we're talking about the Farhesia, and that's why the behemah is Osir. Another kasha that Tosfos asks concerning Rava's statement. Rava asked the Stira. In one pasuk it says loisa avdei. That means in any case, even boynes. Then the pasuk says v'chai behem. That means that oynes is excluded. Then the pasuk says loischalul l'shem kochi, which comes to include oynes. Okay, so his answer was ha betzina ha befarhesia. Befarhesia you have to be moiser nefesh, and betzina you don't. Tosfos says it comes out from this gemara l'chura, and Rava holds that boynes betzina you don't have to be moiser nefesh. So it comes out that he holds that even Avodah Zarah, you don't have to be Moiser Nefesh with Betzinah. Tosfos asks, Chas v'sholem, that we should paskin that by Avodah Zarah, the din is Yaver v'al Yehered, that you should do the Avodah and not get killed. And also in the Shilta the Ravachim Parashah Ve'ero, he passes the Feirish like Rabbi Yochanan that says in the end of Feirik Ben Tzayda Ramayras and Hedin Lafayim Dalet in the name of Rav Shimon B'Yitzadik. And all the mitzvahs in the Torah, you should be over rather than get killed. Except avodah zarah and adultery and murder. And the Gemara there continues. I would think that even the farhesia, Talmud Leimer, the farhesia, then even other avodas, the dinis, that you don't do the avodah. But concerning avodah zarah, gilai ra'ayis shpichas damim, even betzina you have to be moiser nefesh. And that's how the Shilt is Paschal. And here it comes out that the Rav, who was later, seems to hold that by Avodah Zarah, but simply you don't have to be Moshe Nefesh. Therefore, Tosfos says that Be'emes Rav also holds like Rabbi Yochanan. And the reason he said here, how Betzina, how Befarhesia, that Betzina, you're allowed to do the Aved and you don't have to be Moshe Nefesh, that is only to answer the Psukim even according to Rabbi Shmuel. Because Rabbi Shmuel is the one that holds that by Avodah Zarah you don't have to be Moshe Nefesh if it's Betzina. They want to say that even according to the Bishmo, we could answer that this is the Tzim, this is the Farhesia, that the place where it says that you do have to be Moshe Nefesh is the Farhesia. Because otherwise it would be a Kasha and a Bishmo. The Pesuk says you should be Moshe Nefesh, and the Bishmo says you don't have to be Moshe Nefesh. So the answer would be, the Farhesia, the Bishmo is Moshe. But Be'emes, Rav himself could hold that even Betzina by Avodah Zarah, you have to be Moshe Nefesh. And Tosfos even brings a Raya, that in the second Perek of Ksubis, there it seems that Rav holds like Rabbi Yochanan. Because there, Rav says himself, when the Gemara had a Havamina, that when people were forced to sign a shtar, a document, a monetary document, falsely, they have to go on Mesiras Nefesh. So Rav asked the question, how can you say that? Don't we know the Deen that Ein Lach Dover Shoyim is Mishnei Pekuach Nefesh, there's nothing that stands away in the way of Pekuach Nefesh, Shalom Avedi Zorah, Gila Raish, Shkikal Domim, only these three. So we see that Rav himself holds that by these three, you do have to go on Mesiras Nefesh. And there is a case of Tzina. We're not talking about Farhesia. We're talking the case if it was done hiddenly, privately. Because if we're forcing them to sign, obviously it's not done in public. So it's done privately. And nevertheless, Rav says that only by Avodah Zarah Gilai Ra'ayis Shpichas Damim we have to be Moshe Nefesh, but not by other things, but by Avodah Zarah he says you do. So we see that Rav holds that by Avodah Zarah, even Betzina you have to be Moshe Nefesh. So this is Lechura Estira to the Gemara here, where it says that Rav holds that Betzina you don't have to be Moshe Nefesh. Therefore, we must say, like Tosfos said before, that Be'emes Rav holds that even Betzina you have to be Moshe Nefesh Rav Yezareh. The reason he said here, Ha Betzina, Ha Befarhesia, is to answer it according to Rabbi Shmuel. And then Tosfos brings from Rav Moshe Mikuti, the pshat in the Gemara is like this, that when Rav said that the Pasuk comes to exclude Oynes, and at the end it seems that when the Torah excludes Oynes, it's in the case of Betzina. And when the Torah says that by Oynes you also have to be Moshe Nefesh, that's the Farhesia, so Rav did not mean that it comes to exclude Oynes completely that you're allowed to do the Aveda. It comes to exclude Oynes from the Azhara, from the Lav, and from the punishment of Misa. But there is nevertheless an Esse, even in the case of Tzina, that you have to be Moshe Nefesh because of that Esse. Because the Pasuk says, V'haftas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcho u'b'chol nafshecho. This is not a loisese. This is not included in the negative commandment of a loisechalalu. But nevertheless, the Pasuk says you should love Hashem with all your soul, and we dash from the Pasuk b'chol nafshecho, afilu noitelet nafshecho, even if it takes away your nefesh, which means you have to be Moshe Nefesh in love of Hashem. So from that Pasuk we know that you have to be Moshe Nefesh. And the whole discussion here in the Gemara where it says that Oynes is Potter, and then we said that this applies to Tzina, is only mitzad the loisese, but mitzad the Esse you have to be Moshe Nefesh for Avodah Zarah, even b'tzina, even according to Rav.